We're doing well, off to a good start this year. Several projects going. Of course, with start of year, always needs of are happening, and throughout our city, it's no different than others. So, we're off to a good start.
The budget is always the first question.
Budget is good. We're in pretty good financial shape as compared to past few budgets. We're doing well. Of course, with county sales tax and everything being like it is, we're doing well.
I was going to say, you're entering your fourth term as mayor of Gadsville. You've seen a lot of growth over those years.
Yes. We finished 1 year at the end of one of my earlier terms with just a little over $21,000 in our general fund. So we've come quite a ways.
You can't help but go 62 West towards Gadsville out of Mountain Home and see all the growth. It's just, you know, it's almost just a continuation now. That's changed a lot over the years.
Yes, we're seeing our fair share of growth there. We have anywhere from 112 to 115,000 vehicles through our city every week. And, you know, not every one of them are obviously going to stop, but we see our fair share of traffic through there. And obviously people are going to stop at restaurants or gas stations and things. And we see our fair share of people spending in Gadsville.
Gas up and fill up before you go fishing on the river.
That's right. Or head to Branson or elsewhere in the state. So, yeah.
You recently completed a big project for your water department.
We finished our second well for the city. This used our ARPA funds. Council voted to spend that on second well for the city. We completed it a little under $360,000. It's 1,445 feet, and it'll pump about 350 to 400 gallons a minute. We're working on a pump house now. The new pump was just installed for it last week, and we are waiting on the electrical to get built there for it to finish out the rest of the project.
Spring is right around the corner. You know, as we look to kind of move into the busy time of the year, the biggest challenges facing the city of Gadsville?
I would say just keeping up with our infrastructure needs. And like I said, we just finished this project a week ago. I signed the completion of a sewer expansion project that was completed for the city that started all the way back in 2012. So the wheels sometimes turn a little slow, but with economic growth out there now, that has all come to fruition because of this sewer expansion project.
How many residents in the city currently?
2,171.
You know that one right off the top of your head. Yeah. And what do you attribute most to the increase in the sales tax? Is it just more commerce availability?
I think that's what it is. Like I said, we're seeing definitely more traffic through Gadsville and just to the steady growth of the county as a whole. Travelers and everything stopping and spending helps everyone.
Are you fully employed in your city offices?
Right now, we have one position open, but our rest of our staff is, yes, we're all full. We have a police department that has 5 full-time officers in it, plus we have 3 part-time. We have coverage around the clock now in Gadsville.
Which is a big thing, because it wasn't always the case.
No, it was not.
Yeah. And they're staying busy.
Yes.
As more visitors come in and more traffic, more occurrences for your police officers.
Yes, especially at summertime. We see a lot. Spring and summer, the increased traffic through there, there's a lot more busy time.
What do you want people to know about the city of Gadsville, sir?
I'd like for them to come check us out. We have excellent parks, a good public works staff, and I feel like our best days are ahead of us. I think we're on our way.
Now, don't tell the mayor of Mountain Home, but, you know, that Gadsville Park is one of my favorite. The Mountain Home schools bus them to Gadsville for a field trip every year.
We're proud of our park. We're getting a new 80 by 40 metal pavilion built. It's under construction now. The red iron's up for it. We have a little painting to do, some electrical on it, and then the roof to complete it. We're hoping to be done later this spring, maybe early summer.
Done in time for Gadsville in the park
later
this
hopefully,
year?
Yes, hopefully. Hopefully so. And speaking of Gadsville and Park, we're going back full capacity this year. So we're excited about that. We had our first committee meeting last week. We're excited to get that kicked off.
Will the parade kick it off as usual?
Yes.
Oh, I love the parade. Yeah. Are you at the head of the parade?
I usually ride with the chief of police at the head of the parade.
Love it. Yeah. Well, we'll see you at Gadsville in the Park, if not before then.
All right.